Now, normally when a company's credit rating and bond ratings drop, they pay higher interest rates. In the case of the federal government, we have decided, you know, the Fed said they're going to keep interest rates flat. So how does the downgrade going to impact regular people that might have retirement accounts?
Well, it's going to impact regular people in a lot of different ways. But I would first want to say that I think the current fall in the stock markets is not just a result of the downgrade of the U.S. debt. It's probably even more a reaction to weakness in the U.S. economy and the European economies, the economic and debt crisis in Europe, and the failure of political institutions to solve problems. Robert Samuelson called the debt downgrade a self-inflicted wound, because we really have the money to pay back, you know, the debt, to pay what we owe on the federal debt. What I think people started to worry about, whether politically we will pay it back.
Meanwhile, how is that going to impact the workers? I mean, are you talking about short-term, or are you looking down the long ball game?
Well, we get very different feelings if we look short-term or long-term. But, you know, clearly for people who are younger, who have a lot of years until retirement or a lot of years until they would need money from their investment accounts, you know, the fall in the stock market might be seen as, you know, an opportunity to buy stocks when they're cheap and hold them long term. People need to think about whether they actually think that bonds and cash, like savings accounts and money market funds, whether investments in those are going to outperform investments in the stock market, in the C fund, in the TSP, over long periods of time. Historically, that's never happened. You know, if you're looking at like 20-year periods, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, and certainly past performance, no guarantee of future performance. But I can say that historically, if you go over long enough periods of time, stocks have always outperformed, and logically that makes sense. Problem with things like investing in cash, keeping your money in a money market fund or a savings account, or the G fund in the TSP, is that that's very unlikely to increase your purchasing power once you take into account taxes and inflation. The people who are really hurt by this, of course, are retirees who need money from their investments, and they're being hurt in two different ways. You know, if they have stock investments like the C and the S and the I fund and the TSP, those have gone down. And their cash investments like the G fund and the TSP and money market accounts and savings accounts, the interest rates on those have gone way down, and so they're getting a lot less income from those investments. Now, federal retirees, you know, have a huge advantage over the rest of the United States, and that is that they have a pension. It's called their annuity, and it's got a cost of living adjustment. And that's something that most other people in the United States do not have. But it's tough. And, you know, we talk about the weakening U.S. economy. We talk about world trends making the U.S. not as economically successful. You know, we have to admit to ourselves that one of the effects of that is that maybe we're not going to live as well as we used to.
Oh, Art Stein. Great. Art Stein is a certified financial planner.
I don't like to be depressing, but, you know, this is a result of this.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, just getting to a more practical question about TSP. If you look at the stock market, it's kind of like when you have one foot on dry ice and one foot in boiling oil. On average, you feel great. It's gone up 400, down 400, back up 400, down and back and forth in a pretty record-breaking way. Hold and keep for a while, is that still pretty good advice for people that have TSPs and similar types of stock funds?
You know, people have to decide what their asset allocation is going to be, and that means, you know, what percentage they're going to have in the C and the S and the I stock funds, and the bond fund, the F fund, and the cash fund, the G fund. And don't panic. You know, I mean, I don't think that what has recently happened is automatically a reason to change the allocation that you have or the investments that you have. You know, what disturbs me when I speak to federal employees, especially younger federal employees, is so many of them quit investing in the CNES and the I Fund, you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And then even when the market was down, never went back. And, you know, the S&P's gained about 70% since April of 2009, people who took their money out of the C fund, that the S&P 500 is what I mean, has gained 70% from April 2009 to through the end of July this year. People who pulled their money out of the C fund, you know, didn't participate in that gain. And what I find is that people who pull their money out of stocks when the market does bad don't go back in. And then, you know, the market bottoms and goes back up historically, and they don't end up participating in the gains. They participate in the loss and not the gains.